It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Monts Radio, RX 93.1, The Cab, and Endlessly. And good morning, everyone. It is a Friday, finally. Oh, I am just so happy Friday is here. Just loving the weekends, if you get to enjoy it. And I think, if I am not mistaken, I will get to enjoy this weekend. I hope I'm not mistaken. All right, so Friday, do something fun tonight. And just enjoy. And, you know, if you're one of those people who's, I guess they're the great, you guys are the greater majority, who don't have work Saturday, Sunday, just please take an extra minute or two to thank the heavens for giving you that privilege. Because, you know, not a lot of people get to rest on weekends. It's a little refuge, a little sanctuary where you get to rest. All right, so we've got some pink on the other side. But let's give you our first news update first. Monts Radio RX 93.1, time for the first news bit for the Morning Rush. Justin Bieber may find this hard to believe. His on-off love, Selena Gomez, 20, has moved on with British singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran, 22 years old. Two sources tell Us Weekly. They are hooking up, says one insider. The person responsible for the romantic introduction over the Memorial Day weekend, Gomez's close pal Taylor Swift, who is currently touring with Sheeran. Although the Lego House singer told Us Weekly he was single at the Much Music Video Awards June 16, when pressed about the possibility of being fixed up with a pop star, Sheeran admitted, "I wouldn't complain." The attraction for Gomez, per a second source, is the UK native's maturity versus her 19-year-old exes. So according to the source, she got sick of having to take care of Justin like he was her child. This is a nice escape from the drama. Wow. Indeed, their roller coaster relationship has been anything but tame since they first broke up in December 2012. Now, let's see here. Sitting seats away from each other, the exes met up backstage at the Billboard Music Awards, where Swift, 23, was caught sticking her tongue out at the two, as Selena gave Bieber a friendly kiss on the cheek. Now, a source tells us that Gomez and Bieber are totally done, and the single status starlet is having fun with Sheeran. They are friends with an open mind, another insider reveals. He's sensitive and sweet and a lot deeper than Justin. Wow, but what an odd pairing. If you see them together, it's such an odd pairing. Selena Gomez and Ed Sheeran. Well, I guess it's a change. You know, I guess with Ed, it's like it's all about Selena. Not like with Justin, it's like she has to deal with all the believers and all the fans and all the adulation and... I guess. I can see why Selena would probably want to be with Ed Sheeran. A sensitive singer-songwriter. There you go. That's our first news bit for today. And come back for more. We've got a lot of entertainment tidbits for you. But for now, you are still on the Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada. Only here on Manila's hottest, Monts Radio RX 93.1. We promised you some pink. And here we go.
Fresh out of the oven.
Fresh out of the oven.
What's new this week?
Manila's hottest Monts Radio RX 93.1. I don't think you can get any more bubblegum pop than that.
I know, loving it.
Mika featuring Ariana Grande with Popular. Right before that, Carly Rae Jepsen would Take a Picture, and Pink's new one called True Love on RX 93.1. Alright, we're announcing the topic for today, yeah?
Yes, we are. Did you say good morning already?
Well,
you know, you have this habit of...
That is my way of saying good morning.
You have this habit of inserting yourself without warning the other person.
Yeah, I like inserting myself without... Yung nakakagulat, kumbaga.
Yeah.
Ay!
You're supposed to say, like, good morning. Oh.
I'm not really a good morning person.
So, bigla na lang, oh, andiyan ka na.
Yeah.
You have that sort of habit of, you know, parang, doing that.
Parang bulaga.
Oo, ganon. Diba?
Diba? I like it eh. I like
you eat tapos bulaga.
I like the surprise factor.
The surprise factor. Huh? Oh, sige. Okay, here's the thing.
Tipong parang you're just, you know, quietly just waiting in your car. And biglang, boom!
Boom! What happened there? Are you taking a nap? Biglang, boom! What the heck?
Diba?
Okay.
It's a mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today, okay, later, actually.
All right.
I'm going to be hosting a pageant. But not a pageant, not like a girl pageant, but a guy pageant.
Which explains,
right?
The haircut. So,
no. It's really, I'm really due. But here's the thing. So today, I thought, what if we haven't done, we've done all the like the female versions
pageants.
Of pageant questions. So I was thinking, what would you ask, like, in a male pageant? And we're not talking about a gay pageant, okay?
Yeah. That's like still a male.
That's still a beauty pageant, only with guys dressed up like girls.
Yeah.
But we're talking about like presumably straight
guys. Straight guys, yeah.
Like,
you know, not that we're saying.
Kumbaga, pa gwapuhan, pa, you know, whatever.
Parang ano, tipong Mr. Pogi.
Exactly. Yun nga, parang ano pa yun eh. Diba niloloko-loko pa nila.
Oh, but this is actually serious.
Kala nyo, si Jericho Rosales. Ito talagang like literally, yung kumbaga kung kakaririn mo the whole pageant thing. But just make it male.
Yeah.
Because you know how like there are some like loco afternoon variety show kind of beauty contest for girls,
right.
And then there's the Miss
Universe,
the Binibining Pilipinas. Yeah. You know, parang ganon. Like think of it as the real male.
Think of it as
pageant.
The Miss Universe of
only
guy,
for guys.
Of guy pageantry,
diba?
Yeah.
So today we are doing the top 10 questions for a male pageant, and since we are still, believe it or not, males, let's try.
Oh,
to,
we are.
Let's try to see how we will answer it.
All right. Okay. Sure. Diba? Why not?
Like, kunyari, if we were like part of the pageant.
Kala ko pa naman, our topic was like finals related because it's game 7 also of the finals today.
Of Miss Universe? I know.
Yes.
No, but, so like, so what would you ask? But it doesn't have to be serious din naman, of course. It can make it like really tricky. Difficult.
So basically questions.
Ay, hindi, dapat ikaw ang sumagot. Kasi I've seen it, so I would have an idea of what I would answer.
And we all know I'm more male than you are.
Exactly, diba? So you should be the one to answer it.
Well, I'll try.
Okay.
All right, sige.
The top 10 questions for a male pageant. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions for a male pageant.
All right, and hey, you know what? Since it is back to school for, well, basically mostly everybody already by now. You know how kids nowadays, they don't use notebooks anymore.
Ah, really?
They're all techie na eh.
Naman.
Yeah, they all use tablets na and stuff.
It's just faster.
Or slim netbooks to store, you know, all those big e-books in for class. Because instead of bringing all those, like, you know, like the heavy, parang, like really thick books.
Yeah.
They can actually just use that now.
Imagine if you had one tablet that would like take the place of like 10 or more notebooks.
No, it can actually take the place of your books.
Some books pa nga eh.
For the entire duration of your stay
diba
in school.
Some schools nga, they give out ano na nga raw, tablets.
Tablets, yeah. And here's the thing. Smart Bro is actually giving away 100 netbooks and tablets with Smart Bro's Get Your Bro On promo. You know, all you have to do is buy a prepaid pocket Wi-Fi or plug it dongle from Smart Bro from June 3 all the way till July 22, 2013.
Wow. Okay. And this is how you do it. Just register at www.smart.com.ph/bro/get-your-bro-on. Get a chance to win a new HP, Acer, or a Neo netbook, or a Samsung or Asus tablet on the raffle draw. So not only are you always connected with 4 times more fiber power, but you get to do better in school with a smart gadget from Smart Bros Tools for School.
Exactly. Only from the leader in mobile, Smart.
Live more!
That's for DTI permit number 5602, series of 2013. Promo runs from June 3 to July 22, 2013. And hey, you know what? While, since we started already, might as well go all out bubblegum pop.
Okay, let's do
Here's
it.
Something from Miley Cyrus. A song called Party in the USA. Wherever Delamar is.
Yes.
We are Manila's hottest RX93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1, time for... the top 10 for today. And okay, got a little surprise for you, but only you will appreciate it. Because this will have to happen off air. I have the script.
Oh my God.
I will let you read it. Our little radio novella.
Yeah, I guess it'll start next week.
Dibs.
What do you mean? Oh, please, ha, walang gagaya.
We just haven't aired it yet.
Because you'd be surprised. I mean, we do the most embarrassing things on air. And for some strange reason, apparently we get copied. It's weird. Who would have ever thought,
diba? All right. So
we're calling dibs on the... Dibs. Well, okay, I mean, obviously, there are radio novellas already.
Yeah.
But at least the parody thing.
The FM version.
The FM version of it. Please lang, ah.
All right. So today we are doing the top 10 questions for a male pageant.
Consider this as your disclaimer.
Yes. Let's start off with Raj. Pumili ka. Contestant number one. Mm. Pumili ka. Pag nagigipit, kapit sa patalim... Oh, kapit sa bading. San ka kakapit?
I'll go with letter B.
B for
bading.
Also, Mad Matt Mark says, can you define the edge of your masculinity? Where do you go over? At what point? A new motorcycle?
San point ka na, ano? Hanggang saan?
Hanggang saan ang masculinity mo?
Hanggang saan ka batunay na lalaki? Kasi sometimes...
Kasi iba-ibang limit. Yung iba hanggang motorsiklo.
Oo, yung iba hanggang kotse.
Yung iba hanggang tatlong beer. yun na yung edge
lang. Tatlong beer, eh.
Hanggang dun lang.
Yung iba at the promise of new shoes.
Exactly, di ba? Okay, and let's see. Next. Okay, Mr. Maria says, sino sa mga barkada mo ang kapustahan mo kaya ka sumali sa pageant na to? Yung on a dare.
Yung usually, di ba?
Yung you lost, or you lost a bet.
You lost a bet or something like that. I don't know, because I think innately guys just parang you don't want a I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But parang usually guys will shy away from pageants unless they really have to.
Actually, that's why it's rarer.
Mm.
Because you know because of our very male-centric society.
Yeah.
It's okay for guys to like, you know, ogle at girls.
Yeah, but when okay lang din naman I guess that for girls to ogle at guys.
No, pero not in that way.
Not in that way.
You're on stage in a very skimpy trunks and, you know, girls looking at you. So it's a little trickier. That's why, that's the challenge of how do you get, like guys to do a regular pageant? Because there are a lot na parang, yung ano lang, yung, like those beach body competitions.
Yeah.
But that's different. Because that's like purity talaga, just wala.
Pabatakan lang. Ito kasi parang it's more of like...
Merong overall package kind of deal going on.
And it's more of like parang you're celebrating the beauty of being a guy.
And let's face it, kasi nga, when you say pageant, it's like 99.99% associated with girls.
Yeah.
So when you do a male version of it, it's a little trickier because, you know, you're supposed to not lose any of your masculinity as you like strut your stuff on stage.
Yeah.
Right? That's the challenge. Okay, and Ilad Villanueva says, kung papalubog na yung bangka, at isa lang ang pwede mong iligtas, yung Becky na pinagpapantasahan ka sa gym o yung talakera mong biyanan?
Siguro doon nalang ako sa Becky.
Oo nga, no?
Kasi,
look, when you think about it, remember pag Miss Universe,
yeah.
You're not allowed to be married. Obviously, kundi Mrs.
Right.
Kanai,
yeah,
diba? You have to be single. I wonder if it's the same with male pageants.
I'm not sure.
Can you be a married guy? Because let's face it, it doesn't matter as much with guys
with
kung
guys,
married or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, more than girls.
Pero pag females, diba? That's a double standard eh. Pero pag girls, parang iba yung may asawa na. Iba
I think
yung...
it's also in the same light that a woman's virginity is more...
Yeah.
Is more treasured than a guy's virginity.
A guy who says, I've had 50 girlfriends, but whoa, macho.
But if it's a girl
who says, I've had 50 boyfriends, but ay, yikes.
And it's unfair. It is a double
it
standard.
Is, it is.
But, you know, that's just the way the world is. And I think mostly because with a guy kasi, physically, there won't be a difference.
Yes.
If
yes.
he's been with 50 girls. Whereas with a girl... chances are there will be a difference.
That's true. Cinco Hector says, how many bottles of beer can you take kung kainuman mo ang taong may balak? Na mariresist mo pa rin. What is your...
What is your breaking point?
Alcohol level.
What is your baking point?
Baking point. And also, let's see here. For any boy, from a male point of view, does size matter?
What do you mean?
Does size matter? I mean, from a guy. Because obviously the girls will have reasons why they would say if it matters or not. Because they're the quote-unquote beneficiary.
Right.
But from a guy's point of view, do you
think
it matters?
Size of what? Up or down?
Up or down?
Oh, wait. Ah, your... wait.
Yeah.
Why would it matter?
Hello.
Personally or...
No, I mean, from a male point of view. Because obviously from a female point of view.
Yeah.
It matters because of...
what it gives them.
Yes.
So...
from a male point of view, does it matter?
Are we talking straight male
point of view? Yes! Diba? We established that.
Ay, no.
And also...
No, kasi parang, why would it matter to me what others or yours?
No, to you. I mean, what does it matter to you?
Obviously it matters because, I mean, I think about it this way.
If it matters to girls, then
if
it matters to you.
If it matters to girls, then it matters to you if you're straight.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Mm. If it doesn't matter anything to me, but if it matters to girls, then yes, it matters to me.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Because I think, okay, think about it this way. Like, if society or, like, girls didn't care about, you know,
it's like, what I've heard somebody say, na parang, do you dress up for you or do you dress up for like, who you're trying to get? Kanyara, if you're straight, then you're dressing up for girls.
Yeah.
Or if you're a guy, if you're gay, then you're dressing up for other guys.
Right.
So, parang ganun. Like, I remember one time I had a friend.
I would answer that question like with a, I just dress up for everyone else.
For other people.
Yeah, because I love
people,
being just
the reason they're not into fashion is I don't care if you find my clothes nice or not. I'm going to dress up because it's comfortable.
Because it's comfortable for me.
And
while
some people, it doesn't matter how uncomfortable the clothes
are.
As long as it looks good
and
for other people,
yeah.
Then, you know, they'll do that. Because I remember one time a college friend was trying on clothes.
Yeah.
And then she was asking her mom, what do you think? Should it be this or this? And then she goes, you know what? Don't ask me. Ask your dad.
Yeah.
Because it's the male point of view.
Because it's the male point of view.
And
that's
you're dressing up for guys, not for another girl.
Because
a girl would say, oh, this is fabulous. But it could be yucky for guys.
No, but at the same time, okay, let's just say with handbags for girls.
Oh, iba naman yun.
They do it not because guys appreciate it.
But because they love it.
But because they love it and because other girls will know that, oh my God, that's a beautiful bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's a lot more difficult for girls.
Yeah.
Because, what's the bagay? We have cars.
Yeah, for
girls.
That's an accessory.
Yeah, but then again, girls also appreciate nice cars. It's just they don't usually.
Generally,
they don't care about what's inside the engine or whatever. It's just, you know, oh wow, it's like it's a BMW, it's a sports
Volvo,
car, it's a Mercedes or whatever.
Diba? Pili ka isa lang, from Mr. Maria. Choose only one. Babaing mahirap pero maganda or baking mayaman pero pangit.
Babaeng mahirap.
Actually ano to faulty. Dapat babaeng pangit o bading na maganda. I told you. Hashtag alam na. Hindi, di ba? Kasi this is easy Any guy, basta maganda, tapos na yung
tapos na yung
laban
eh.
But make it like babae, totoong babae, pero hindi maganda.
You're right.
Pangit, pero bading, which means lalaki, pero super ganda.
Pero actually, dapat no contest din yan eh.
Dapat no contest din.
But then again, you're asking.
Hindi, pero kasi when you're thinking like super pangit, tapos isa super ganda.
And parang...
Pero ang tama yung gender.
Oh. And then, you know what would be an even tougher choice?
Oh.
You know, my friends and I have this conversation all the time. Like, what if you were to end up with a girl, like a real girl, na sobrang pangit ng mukha, pati ugali.
Oh no.
Sobrang pangit ng mukha, pati ugali. Tas pati katawan na rin. Or, a transgender.
Yeah.
Na parang, he used to be, well, obviously he used to be a guy, but now she's a girl in all the right places.
Yeah.
Pero sobrang ganda at sobrang bait.
Oo nga.
That's an even tougher choice.
Kasi like, they're a girl / not a girl.
Yeah. And they have, you know, girl parts.
Yeah.
They just can't conceive.
Yeah.
Pero parang a lot of guys would be mapapaisip pa rin na parang...
That's still a guy.
Yeah.
But then you can argue na parang... he or she already has all the parts.
Exactly.
That girls have.
Or yun na nga.
Parang, it's not like they're just in drag. Na meron pa rin badoodles.
Diba? Yeah.
So,
badoodles.
Oh, man. Diba?
Badoodles.
Yeah.
I don't think I've even heard of that term.
Diba?
Bro, badoodles.
Hindi.
But you know, okay, one more classic example of that. Yung mga ganyan. Like, kunwari, give me your biggest, not celebrity. Sige, kunwari, Kate Beckinsale. Because I find, like, Kate Beckinsale, like, ridiculously pretty. Or, like, Nicole Hernandez. Or something like that. Okay. Sige, let's go local. Nicole Hernandez. So, kunwari, like, I find that there's this girl who looks exactly like her. Like,
okay.
Splitting image, because obviously she's married, so, you know, we wouldn't want to go there. But splitting image of her. And then on our wedding night, right after we get married, on our honeymoon, I find out that she used to be a guy.
A guy.
But she can conceive for some strange, you know, miracle of science.
Ay, wala na yun.
Hindi, pero you still have that thought in the back of your head that she used to be a guy.
It's not realistic because they can't conceive if they used
to
be a guy.
Pero gets. It's just one of those questions na parang most guys will actually, or at least my circle of friends, will really think about it. Na parang,
kasi they're still not.
And you're the only one who knows.
They still weren't born female.
Diba?
Okay, so yeah, okay, these kinds of questions.
Yeah.
But let's wrap this bottom half up.
Hey, Badoodles is trending.
Yeah,
no, but we are trending. Questions for Mail Pageant.
Thank you for hashtagging, guys. Nice. Oo nga, no? Cool. All right, let's end the bottom half with let's see here. Wait, let me just choose. Okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 questions for a male pageant comes from Mr. Maria.
Mr. Maria says,
diba sa question and answer, minsan it's the judge who asks.
Yeah.
So, kunyari kayo ang contestant. Okay, contestant number 2. The question comes from judge number 1. Sabihin ng judge. Contestant number 2. Ano ang number mo?
Ganun lang. Simple.
Oh, at least siguradong masasagot mo.
Oh.
Hindi mo na kailangan mag-isip. 09. Alright, so
ang iisipin mo na lang kung ano mangyayari.
Exactly. Alright, so if you wanna join us, just key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag questions for a male pageant.
Hey, can I just say hi and what's up to JJ Agkawili? He's tuned in. What's up, man?
Hey, hello, good morning.
He goes, patugtog ka for me. Oh, so I was actually considering of
something, yeah,
considering playing something for him.
Okay.
But then he went, right after he goes, let's go Heat. Hey, I'm from the Spurs, so, you know, forget about it.
Okay.
So, wala kang kanta, bro. Anyway, hey, you know what? For the past couple of days, each day, actually, of last week.
Yes.
And we have been giving out several clues as to who the new close-up White Now ambassador is.
But we did eventually reveal that...
And even on the first day itself, I'm sure a lot
people
of you guys
got
guessed it already.
Because we kept saying super.
Yeah.
It is the super Bianca Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
And Bianca believes that beauty can't wait. There's always something you can carry around to give you that quick beauty fix. Because really, there's no excuse not to be beautiful at all times.
That's right. Now, Bianca's real secret for her quick beauty fixes is that there's a quick fix for everything.
Yeah.
Basically, there's a scarf to sort of spice up an outfit, a red lip liner to brighten your face, or stilettos to polish a look, and of course, this close-up White Now to instantly whiten your teeth in just one brush.
That's right. And close-up White Now is close-up's instant whitening toothpaste. It works just like a concealer, only for the teeth. Close-up covers the teeth with a thin film of blue foam, concealing the yellowish tones on teeth, so they are instantly whiter in just one brush. As in, one brush lang. And that's the science behind it. Because
right.
If you're thinking, how can one brush Whitened teeth. Yeah. That's how.
It covers.
There's a film that covers
it. There's a film that covers it. Now, since it is blue foam, it's not like really. Well, while you're brushing it, it's blue. But then again, obviously, like after that.
Your teeth don't look blue. They look white.
So Bianca believes that it is essential to complete any look with a killer smile. Which is absolutely correct. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
No matter what it is, it's a smile that brings all of it together. Now, this instant beauty tip, Bianca says, can be achieved with a tube of close-up white now. So girls have to be sure, and even guys, to have it on your kikai kit at all times.
That's right.
Even now, guys with kikai kits.
Your kikoi kit.
Kikoi kit.
I don't know, but that's what I call it. Kikoi kit. Now, check our close-up
your
Philippines.
Your man purse.
Man purse. It sounds girlier if you say man purse.
No, but people actually have it. They have man purses.
Man bag.
Pwede rin.
And check our close-up Philippines Facebook page and YouTube page for Bianca's beauty vlogs.
Nice.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are looking for the top 10 questions for a male pageant. Let's start off with Mr. Maria. Name all Dota characters.
Oh wow, that's a lot. I don't know if no matter how geeky you are, it's just difficult because there are over what? Siguro more than 80?
Yeah.
Or mga 75 to 80 characters, mm-hmm. all in all. I'm sure like if you have maybe like photos, parang you can name them.
That's why ingenious nung ano eh.
But just remembering all of it.
Yung theme song ng Pokemon, it's genius. Kasi it's the names of all of the Pokemon. I mean, that's the...
Well, not all.
The first... batch. Kasi diba merong parang second batch.
Yeah.
But, you know, the first
batch. Tapos meron yung evolved versions.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, Coco Hernandez says, if men were the ones to give birth, would you consider having children? Kasi now, you'd be surprised that there are women who would rather not.
Not give birth. Yeah. I don't know if I would.
Diba? Na ikaw mismo. And not just having kids, like, your wife will have kids. No, you will have
you
kids.
You will have kids. Like, you will give birth
You will
to
get pregnant. You Pero, will give birth.
San? Where does the...
Ano, C-section.
C-section?
Oh.
But you have to carry him around for 9 months.
Yeah.
Man, no.
Diba?
Diba?
It's something that...
Yeah, this is why, like, you have the utmost respect.
For women.
For women.
Diba? Oh.
Because... It's really not a joke.
It's not a joke. Diba, there was this parang video.
Because imagine the pain that they have to go through during labor itself.
Yeah.
And, the pre-pain.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I mean, imagine like having...
No, yun nga, there was like, there's this video na dalawang guy. Batak sila. As in, so obviously, sanay sila mag-sit-ups and, you know, all that stuff. Tas they attached something on their bellies. Mm. Parang yung those machines to simulate the pains of childbirth. Alam mo, isa lang yun tumagal till the end.
Wow.
The other one really tapped out. He really had like, please take it off. I can't. And that's the pain that women feel.
9 times higher the pain tolerance of women compared to men. That's why ideally, like Amazon soldiers, like Amazon, diba? They are the ideal warriors.
Yeah.
Because they can withstand more pain. But
they chop off one boob kasi for archery.
Archery. But then again, the only advantage of the guy when it comes to like, you know, combat or whatever is brute strength.
Sure, yeah, brute strength. Yeah.
Pero yung agility yan, ano.
Diba? And, let's see here.
Tapos imagine pa having, ano, your period every month.
Oh, yun pa.
Right.
Ibang pain pa yon. That's a different pain altogether. Let's see.
But then again, I think nature made up for it in a lot of ways.
Yeah. At saka, well, it all balances out.
Yeah.
When you really think about it, it all balances out.
Yeah. No, we can pee standing up.
Tas tuli ka lang. That's the rite of passage with women.
And not even for everyone.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. Not even for everyone.
Because it's a choice that you make.
Anto says, sa iyong palagay, darating ba ang oras na mauuso rin ang mukha mo? Because remember, doesn't mean it's because it's a pageant, everyone's good looking.
You know, the thing is,
what?
I'm actually thinking of one face. And I'm pretty sure you know who I'm thinking about.
What?
Basta.
Na kung mauuso.
Kung mauuso ba yung mukha mo. Kasi parang, for you to join a pageant, you have to think highly of yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're good looking.
That is true.
I mean, to a certain extent, maybe
siguro
you are.
Siguro pwede, pasado. Pero yung to the point na sasali ka because thinking you have a chance
yeah.
of out
so I'm thinking of a face. Tapos, nisip ko lang. So sa tingin mo ba mauuso yan?
Fishmark says, magkanong load ang nauubos mo monthly?
Mm-hmm.
Just have an idea.
Yeah, just have an idea of what people need to supply you with.
Kung kaya kang i-afford.
Kung pasok ka ba sa budget.
Kung pasok ka sa budget. And also, Okay. Are you willing to, Cinco Wengter says, are you willing to give up your hotness for somebody you truly love? Magiging pangit ka to be with somebody you really love.
Ah? But will that person love you forever?
Yeah, you'll get the love. Pero you'll be pangit.
And will my pangitness be passed on to my kids?
Wag na yon, yun na lang. Just that.
Kasi, if my kids will have to suffer for it, I won't.
You won't?
I probably won't.
For the love of your life?
Probably won't.
Talaga. This is the one you love the most?
Because you know why? You know how the way I don't know, at least for me.
But society is cruel.
Society really is cruel. Mm. And
then what if it doesn't matter?
When you have when you're flawed.
Yeah.
People really like exploit it, and
but there
I just
are people who are flawed, who are problem. Let's just say ugly.
Yeah,
since that's the issue. People who are ugly, who are perfectly fine
that's
with their
true.
Lives,
that is
and it doesn't matter
correct.
To them.
Yeah, but I guess it matters to me.
Okay.
Because I was always the recipient of like the whole tabamo, whatever, and ganyan ganyan, and I hated it. Hated it. Absolutely hated it.
Who is to say that? Because you're not pangit. And you still feel this way. Oh, so what is to say that your children will suffer anyway, even if they're not pangit, but for something else?
I guess that's true.
And they're going to deal with it anyways. So, what's to
but
deal with...
But I want a cute baby.
Ikaw pala yung... Walang yaka, ikaw pala yung... Ikaw pala yung manlalait sa sarili mong anak.
Ayoko, hindi mo pag-uwi ko parang...
Oh, you are so bad!
I'm kidding.
Ikaw pa yung mga... Ay, ang pangat ng baby.
I don't think any parent will say that.
Here, have a banana.
Ginawang unggoy.
Ay, nako.
No, kasi okay, to be completely honest with you, that's one of the... I guess one of the driving forces also as to why I want to end up with somebody who looks good.
Yeah.
Is because I want to have good-looking offspring.
Oh, pero sometimes,
sometimes,
ha?
I know.
Super good-looking couple, tapos ugly baby.
That's true. That really does happen. Pero I think it's sort of like... lessens the chances of that happening if you end up with somebody who's
somebody
good-looking.
Good-looking.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's still luck of the draw.
Parang your worst traits pinagsama-sama.
Yeah. Diba? So, diba? Parang, I don't know. Yeah, it's superficial maybe, but it's just one of those things that I always grew up with.
Yeah.
So.
And, okay, second to the last, the classic from Ellis Dominic. Choose muscular body, handsome face.
Handsome face.
Ako rin.
Kasi the body you can always work on.
Hindi, kunyari you can't. You can't work on either. Yung forever ka ng pangit body, handsome face, or pangit face.
How pangit is the face?
And let's say
cite example.
Let's say equally. Like kung gaano ka pangit yung body mo pag handsome face ka, ganun naman ka pangit yung face mo pag maganda yung body mo.
Handsome face na lang.
Ako rin.
Kasi, I don't know, you can always cover it up with clothes.
That's what I'm thinking. Not everybody, you have the option to not take off your shirt.
Yeah, but then again, you don't have the option of hiding your face.
Exactly. You can't go around shirtless tas nakatakip yung face mo. Mukha kang ninja na ewan.
Or Muslim. Pwede naman.
And if you're not.
Wait lang, do Muslim guys cover their
face?
No,
they don't.
No,
only the
girls
women.
Lang, no?
Yeah. So, diba, even then,
I would still go with the face.
Ako rin. And the entry. And
saka
the top.
Ayoko matawag na hipon eh.
Actually.
Diba?
The top question for a male pageant comes from Ilad Villanueva.
Ilad Villanueva says,
kung totoo na lahat ng nasisikatan ng araw ay umiitim, bakit yun hindi naman nasisikatan pero ang itim? When you think about it, oo nga, no?
Wait, pero bakit na itim?
Hmm?
Bakit na... Is it?
Alin?
Yun? Maitim?
Hindi, like if it is.
Ah, okay.
Kasi meron mga maitim, di ba? So, like, why
I
is
wouldn't
it?
Know. Meron ba? Meron bang maitim?
Hindi, di ba? Like, kaya nga tayo meron yung mga to be fair down there. Kasi di ba, like, for some people...
For girls yun eh.
Hello. Siyempre, it's the same. It's the nether regions. Kaya di ba merong term na maitim ang singit, maitim ang, di ba?
I think that's because of friction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, di ba? So, sometimes...
I wouldn't know.
I don't really
have a point of comparison.
I want to explain something that I read, but I think I better not.
Yeah.
Of why it's actually done.
Wait, why?
What did you just say?
Friction. Mm.
Ah. They say.
So,
yes. That's what they say.
I'm pure of heart.
Just like, di ba yung ano, let's say your elbows.
Your elbows. The more, the darker it is, it means you
it
keep
rubs
on
surfaces. Tapos you, what do you call that? When you put your elbow on the table, there's a Tagalog term for it eh. Something. Anyway. When you do that, yun kasi lagi yung nakakaskas.
So kung maitim yung singit mo, it's because your underwear is constantly like...
Well, that, or in general, siya yung parang, like the kilikili. The reason it's dark, kasi diba it's a fold.
Yeah.
So lagi siyang na, like, when you're walking, when you're jogging, lagi siyang nakakaskas.
So kung maitim yung batok mo?
Usually, that's maitim when you're a little fat. Tapos, diba, so nagkaka-fold.
Right.
So nararab pa rin siya. Diba? So see? So, there's a science to it, believe it or not.
The more you rub on skin, the darker it gets.
The darker it gets.
So if it's really dark, sobra puti, alam na.
Exactly. On that note, to the top 10 questions for a male pageant. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions for a male pageant.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la. The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1, time for the Top 10 for today. We are looking for questions for a male pageant. Let's start off with Mr. Maria. Ito, serious question. What are your thoughts on circumcision?
Oh.
Like, of course, kasi diba, here in the Philippines, parang... Tutuksohin ka eh, di ba? Pag if you're support.
Yeah.
But it's like, what are your thoughts on it? Parang, should we even? Or is it really better? I mean, take that away.
It's cleaner daw, di ba?
Is it?
Say.
Ako naman, my thoughts on it, parang, we were born the way we are because that's how it should be.
That's how nature decided
it. That's how nature
be.
Decided it to be.
Yeah.
Kunyari, let me put it this way. We let's say, have, we pierce our, for females, we pierce the ears kasi we want to put earrings. But it's not natural.
Yeah.
It's a decision
for
on our part.
For someone in between your eyebrow.
Exactly. Diba? For some people, eyebrows. Pero it's not natural. We just decided to do that because it looks pretty.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, let's say, how we are built, if we're built with that skin there, maybe there's a purpose that it's supposed to be there. So I would think, my thoughts on it, if I were, let's say, a male pageant contestant, I would say, I would leave it the way it is because that's how we were born.
So hindi ka...
Well, kasi nga, because of the culture.
Yeah.
We have our...
But I kind of like the idea that it's... free.
Ako, I like hoodies. Hindi kasi, di ba? Parang...
Oh, I like collars.
I like the idea that you leave it as is. It looks very natural, di ba? Parang... Kasi I think you're still thinking in the sense na parang sa Philippines kasi when you say support parang...
Okay, I mean obviously I've seen an uncircumcised one and a circumcised one.
Yeah. That did, it just didn't sound so, so right why, coming from you.
That's why I said it very slowly.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, I mean, obviously, at one point in my life, I was uncircumcised.
Exactly.
And now I am.
Exactly.
So parang, I just like the way it looks more.
Now.
Yeah.
But I think even that is cultural.
Probably.
That you like because how you're it looks used like to... because you know that that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Maybe.
I remember when I was in grade school. Because I got circumcised relatively late.
So what is the point of it?
No, culturally.
Yun lang yun?
Yeah. There's that's no, it? There's no like, some doctors nga would argue pa na it's healthier if you don't, if you
really?
Leave it as is. Some naman say it's more, ano nga, it's more hygienic.
Daw,
yeah. I remember because, was I don't know if that's grade 4 or grade 5. That's relatively late.
Yeah.
Because others are from birth pa lang, diba? They're too late na. So I would remember one time, we had to do the whole urinalysis thing.
Yeah.
So everyone was given bottles right there. Mm. So everyone was supposed to go to the bathroom. Yeah. Tapos, wiwiwi kayo sa loob ng bottles.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, eh ano pa ako, supot pa ako. I didn't know how to hide. Yeah. Kasi nga, pag nalaman, imagine, all boys school.
All boys school, they would make fun of you all the time.
Oh my gosh, you would be probably nicknamed supot for the rest of your life. So, I had to like, go to the cubicle para to make sure
just to make sure that nobody would see
kahit wala nang pila dun sa labas and I just said na nahihiya lang ako but I didn't want people to know
you do realize that now they know and if you have any classmates that are tuned in
well it's okay that was grade 4 grade 5 okay pa rin
yun
no that doesn't count pero diba I mean your classmates would be cruel if you found out
actually
ikaw
mga
what
true.
Grade were you
5
Ako rin eh, mga ganun eh. Di ba late na yun?
Later na, yeah.
Most of your classmates would be circumcised.
And I actually like, I wanted it earlier nga eh.
Ako rin.
Most of my classmates were already,
You didn't have to worry about the whole, kasi ako, it's not just the cultural thing. I was scared.
Ano, me?
Really? Ako, I was deathly scared.
But apparently, I was...
Kasi I'm scared of the injections and all that stuff.
I was dosed with a lot of anesthesia.
Me too.
But I was watching it the whole time.
Ako, I can't.
Like, kasi I was, whoa, look at that blood.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
Really?
The doctor even said, wow, it looks like a cockroach. I remember that.
A what?
A cockroach. A cockroach. He pronounced it cockroach.
Why does it look like a cockroach?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Sabi niya, it looks like a cockroach. I distinctly remember because I was like, what's a cockroach?
Baka it's like a doctor joke.
Maybe.
Because it's a cockroach.
Oh, well, I don't know how a wee-wee can look like a cockroach.
A wee-wee?
No, I mean like...
The badoodles.
The badoodles.
The badoodles.
Nee, badoodles is the ano.
Ah, okay.
Diba?
Ah, right.
Put one
I don't
more...
know because I've never heard of badoodles until you said it.
They call it that. Yag badoodles, diba? So,
whoever said that?
That's how people
parang
say
it. Parang pututoy.
Parang pututoy, diba? The yag
pututoy
badoodles.
And the badoodles.
Uh-oh. And...
Come up with the weirdest ways to say things, sir.
Oh, yan. Ito. Ito for some people. I know what you'll... how you'll answer this question. But for some, this could be a predicament. From Kiko Monster. Poor girl, rich beg.
Mm. How do you think I'll answer?
Hello, the poor girl.
Hello, mali.
Okay. Kuya Maui says, kung binigyan ka ng sapatos, tuition, at allowance, paano mo pasasalamatan ang nagbigay sa'yo?
Please
fishing,
explain
in
detail.
Fishing talaga.
Nagahanap talaga.
Also, El Mitanyo says, what is your stand on waxing for guys? Do you like
in
it?
In the...
No, wherever. Kasi, diba, like, if you...
On yourself or on other people?
On yourself, yourself. Like, would you... Kasi like now, when I see mga spa, nakalagay mga upper body waxing.
Oh, no.
Like for like chest hair. Yung mga hair sa arms, sa legs. Because some men like them like smooth ka talaga everywhere.
Well, personally, I trim. I have a shaver.
Really?
Yeah. I do manscaping.
So you're into manscaping?
For my entire body.
Ako kasi my stand
Well, not entire.
It.
Just like, you know, I don't like chest hair.
Ah, really?
I don't like having
ako naman, I've always dreamed of having it. Because I never had it because I'm so hairless.
Actually, you are. You really are like a girl.
Yeah.
Your hands.
Because I've always
your
dreamed.
General behavior.
Because that was always like one of my biggest like fantasies as a kid. Mm. I always thought, lahat ng lalaki, when they grow older, would have chest hair. Kasi like, especially growing up in a certain era.
Tom Selleck.
Yun sila Tom Selleck, sila Burt Reynolds. You see that they had chest hair.
Like, yeah.
So you're like, I was thinking, I remember growing up, you'll see a little may fuzz ka na sa, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be like real hair when I grow up. Wala. Until now, there's still fuzz.
I never liked it though. Maybe because you have it.
Kasi for boys who never had it.
No, but it's not like mine is like super abundant naman.
Yeah.
I just don't find it.
Daya. At least you have.
Because I like that.
At least you have the option.
No, like okay, I have a beard.
Yeah.
But I don't like my beard.
Talaga? Ako naman ay inggit.
No, kasi
I always wish I could grow a beard if I wanted to.
I wanted the other kind of beard. Alam mo yung parang maganda pag nag 5 o'clock shadow. It's closer to the. I don't know how to explain it.
Wait, it looks the same. It looks like I'm looking at it now.
No way. Imagine. Because this is the kind of beard na parang medyo hiwalay siya.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's pretty closed. What are you talking about?
Okay, wait. I'll show you a photo of who I'm talking about and then you'll understand.
But at least it still looks like a beard. Ako pag nag-ano mukhang Fu Manchu, yung parang those Chinese emperors, ganun yung itsura ng beard
here,
ko eh.
Yeah. This is the kind of 5 o'clock shadow that I want.
Sige nga, I wanna see.
Like that.
Oh, what? I don't see the difference.
There's a difference kaya.
I'm looking at your beard. I'm looking at that picture. It's the same. It looks the same.
How do you like my beard?
Ay, nako. Hindi, it looks the same. I'm just saying, alam mo, you're nitpicking.
No, I think kasi when it grows out, I don't know how to explain it. But it's not a solid 5 o'clock shot. Like, I have a full-on beard.
Yeah.
But it's not a solid 5 o'clock shadow if I...
Ay, you're so arty. I swear. Pero alam mo, you have 2 bald spots sa beard mo.
Yeah, apparently it's stress. I checked. I Googled
and 2
it
of them na, ha?
Yeah, it's here. Left and then right. Yeah.
Stress. Oh my gosh. Grabe.
Because I Googled it online na parang what Why causes is, like a bald spot on a
on
beard.
On your beard.
Apparently it's stress.
Buti na lang we have good accents, no? You breathe.
There's a bald spot on your beard.
And, okay, sige. From Fat Kid Inside, what do you consider a man's biggest achievement? Ah?
That is actually a difficult question.
For a man. Specifically, gender specific.
At this point, kasi I would say career.
A career.
At this point.
Yeah.
But then again, that changes as you get
as
older.
You get
older
or, it depends, actually.
Parang who knows, maybe like 5 or 10 years down the line, I'll be like, oh, having a really great family or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, ito from Camilo. Sa isang matapang na lalaki, ano ang tunay mong kinakatakutan?
Ipis.
Si Gino Boy naman eh. Fail.
Totoo naman eh.
Eh di, hindi ka matapang nun kung takot ka sa ipis.
No, but you know,
sa isang lalaking matapang nga.
Put me in front of like a lion or whatever, I'm okay. Like I won't get scared.
Kala mo.
Mas bagay. But you know what I mean, I'm just not.
Yeah.
I'm not. Oh, give me something else that's scary.
Mumo.
And then again, give me something else.
Kasi takot ka rin din.
Takot din ako.
Okay, failure.
Hindi, wag yan.
Ano ba?
Wag yung mga emotional.
Ang dami naman kinakatakot.
Wag emotional. That's a different thing eh.
Sige. Ano ba? Robber.
Okay lang. Yan. Mga ganyan. Or if you put me in front of like a fight. Like kung may away sa harap ko, nagrarambulan.
Oh.
I wanna be scared. I have irrational fears.
Well, rage, not, ano, not really a charging bull.
Okay lang.
Okay lang. Yeah. Like a in a bullfight like, kind of bull.
Unless I'm in like an alley where I have absolutely nowhere to
nowhere
go
to run. Baking me alak.
Ayun. Ayun, gusto ko yun.
Diba? And sige, ito for them ha. If the boat is sinking, isa lang ang pwede mong sagipin. Hmm. Sino ang sasagipin mo? Si Chico Garcia, si Delamar Arias, o si Gino Boy? Nagkakaalaman tayo.
But I think a lot of people will save them.
I think so.
Because they're saving 2 people in essence.
Oo nga, no?
Diba? Plus, she's like a biological woman.
And we are what?
We are biological
and we
males.
We are what?
We are biological males.
Yes, we are.
And diba, it's always women and children first.
Yeah.
Eh, hello.
Yeah.
Del fits into both categories.
Oh, nga no. She is woman and child.
And child.
You're right.
And she has a, you know, she has Cooper.
Mm.
We don't have, well, you have your dogs. I have my dog.
You have your dogs.
And my PS3 so far.
And last two. Anto says, what makes a man...
May edad ka na, so
okay. Oh, shut up.
You have lived your life.
Shush. Marami pa akong gustong gawin.
You have lived your life.
Honey. I wanna do a lot of things pa. Anto
like,
says...
Like what?
What makes a man a gentleman?
His actions.
Diba?
Unless you have to be very specific about it.
Hello, sometimes... Oh, yeah. And
it's not like the whole, you know, I open doors for people or whatever. I mean, that's just a bonus.
Yeah.
I think what really makes a gentleman is that the choices that he makes.
Yeah. Asaka ako ano, for me, yeah. A gentleman is not just how you act with women.
It's how you act with everyone else.
Yeah. Even other men.
Yeah.
That makes you a gentleman.
Yeah.
Kasi remember,
it was a gentleman's war.
Yeah. Exactly.
Even in war. They would stand right in front of each other even if they were shooting each other.
Hindi kasi di ba meron mga guys na super like bait sa babae.
Sa girls. Pero pag lalaki, sobrang
douchebag. For me, that's not a gentleman.
Yeah.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 questions for a male pageant comes from Avria Chocolat.
Avria Chocolat says,
contestant number 3. When I say grinder, do you think giniling or Friday night hookup? Because for some people, grinder.
But you know what? I love that grinder. Not the app.
Not the app.
The actual meat
me
grinder.
Too.
It was so much fun to do.
Ang fun kaya.
Na parang you would put something in. Tapos
like a solid piece of meat.
Tapos parang spaghetti yung lalabas. Spaghetti. Oh, I love that.
That's actually nice.
Yeah.
All right. So.
In the app, not so bad also.
I'm really hungry na.
I know.
As in super hungry.
But before you give in to your hunger, close the top 10 first.
Oh, man. If you want to join us for the top 10 questions for a male pageant, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. You can tell I'm really hungry. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag questions for a male pageant.
Now you can tell me all about your
hunger. The other day, I ate the creamiest Big Mac I've ever tasted.
Oh, wow.
Ang sarap.
Wow. Grabe. That sounds so good right about now.
Kasi the cheese that they used, not the regular cheese.
Yeah.
Yung parang the hoity-patoity cheese.
Oh, tapos the cream that they used.
Tapos the cream.
Oh,
so
God.
I love it. Kasi the cheese was a little sharp.
Yeah.
Tapos, pero the
so hindi flat.
Pero the base of it, the cream naman, is so creamy. So, ang sarap
nung contrast.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. I bet you they used ano?
Magnolia.
Magnolia all
for sure.
Cream.
Ako, I'm kind of like fantasizing about, because later on, it'll be Game 7.
Yeah.
And I kind of told myself that I would watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm craving for that. You remember that spinach dip?
My gosh. Hello? Inuwi mo kaya?
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted some, but inuwi mo
lang. I asked you kaya if you wanted, and you were like, sige, go lang.
I brought home kasi the
strawberry.
The strawberry cake.
I brought home the chocolate mousse.
It was so good.
So good.
I was so... Pero naingit pa rin ako dun sa inuwi mo.
Kasi naman I asked you nga if you wanted eh. And you said no. But I brought it home. Lang namang iwan ko lang dito. Sayang.
And you were looking so, you were looking so...
Selfish.
Into it.
Selfish.
Grabe ka kaya while you were eating it.
It's so good kasi.
You kept saying how good it was.
Yeah.
Diba?
Anyway.
Yung dip mo kasi also used Magnolia All-Purpose Cream.
Exactly. And,
diba?
You know, I think it's really just anybody's perfect cooking partner. Because with Magnolia All-Purpose Cream, you know, the flavor of your family's favorite dishes, you know, whether it be soup or salad or savory dishes and dessert, it's just made, so yummy.
But, we always say, diba, parang, if it's delicious, it must be sinful.
Mm.
Let's not fail to mention that Magnolia All-Purpose Cream has zero trans fat and no sugar added.
And best of all, it's made by Magnolia,
exactly.
Which is a name that Filipinos have trusted for generations and generations.
The original Magnolia All-Purpose Cream, all out love, all out goodness.
Okay, yung the original. Eh, no?
Yeah. So, tara, kain na tayo.
Tara.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. The Top 10 questions for a male pageant. Let's start off with Camilo. Talaga bang wala kang nararamdamang kakaiba kapag nagpapaluan kayo ng puwet ng mga ka-team mo sa basketball?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Ever? What I about usually, done to you?
Yeah, been done to me.
Ah, it has been done to you.
I usually tap the back kasi.
Oo nga. Why does it have to be the puwet? Why can't you just tap the back?
I don't know.
It's weird, no?
I don't know.
Kasi when I see it, I really find it weird. Parang, why does it have to be the puwet?
Oo nga, parang, and... Why?
You know what I like? Yung parang, it looks...
Or baka kasi parang like you're like a horse. Giddy up. You know what I mean?
Ako kung sinabi mo. Okay, you know what I also like? Pag yung sa football, they actually like yung they gulo the hair.
Yeah.
It looks
funny.
So fun, yeah. Di ba? Parang wala lang.
No, but, you know, I've always wanted to sort of like experience that feeling of scoring a goal in football because it's such a celebration and just like, you know what they do? You parang they take off their shirt. I mean, minus the taking off the shirt because I don't do that. But like you...
Tapos papatungan ka ng all your teammates.
Oh, yung ba, yung parang, tapos...
ano ba? I mean, that you know what I mean? Yung they all pile up
tapos,
on top of you.
Tapos... And then,
diba? You know what I mean? And practically the whole team's on top of you. Parang they're just so happy. Kiko Monster says, ano ang masasabi mo sa mga hipon na naglipa na ang mga headless profile pics at tumatambay sa gym? You know, I have a serious question. I wonder if the hipons consider themselves
hipons.
Like, do they know? Do they get hurt when... Not when, let's say, people call them hipon, because I'm sure they don't do that to their face. But when people start talking about hipon, or diba, they hear the word, do they feel alluded to? Are they like, oh my gosh, that's me, because I'm pangit, but I'm batak?
I wouldn't know, because I've never been batak.
No, I mean, like, yeah, I mean,
but
I guess
to a
other
certain
people.
Degree, they know, because parang, at least the way I see it.
And why would
you
they...
You work on something that you can work on. Like, in the... You know, you play to your strengths.
Yeah, that is
na parang
true.
If you know that
kasi naman you're pangit.
You're pangit, tas pangit pa katawan mo, diba?
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
So, maybe...
So, I guess hipon is better than, like, pangit lang.
Yeah, because at least it shows na parang...
It means you've got
you have
a hot body.
You have...
And
it
healthier.
Shows a lot, actually. To be completely honest with you, like, a good-looking person with a bad body, chances are... Well, actually, yeah, more often than not, they are less disciplined.
Yeah.
Diba?
Parang, I would think so.
Because, okay, like with me, wala. To be completely honest with you, I'm not that disciplined talaga when it comes to, I mean, I love going, I mean, obviously, but now, like I said, I have the knee injury. Pero, even before that, I wasn't exactly like super fit to begin with.
Yeah.
So it just shows people that I'm not as dedicated as those people who like really consistently go
to
the gym.
No, but what I'm just thinking is if you know that you're hipon or people consider you hipon, buti it doesn't put a chink in the armor na parang buti they still like continue working out, they still wala lang. I was thinking kasi parang, di ba, I'd feel bad.
I guess.
If kunyari, yung, alam mo yun, yung...
But then again, you can always tell
laki
yourself,
ng pinaghirapan mo
sige,
and then people
ako,
are...
Pero mas maganda katawan ko sa'yo.
Oh,
you'll always
true.
Have that eh.
That is true though.
In the same way na kung gwapo ka tapos pangit katawan mo, pwede mo sabihin na mas gwapo naman ako sa'yo.
Oh, that is true.
Diba? You'll always just
find something.
Find something.
Hindi, pero I guess when you think about it, it's nice to have at least one.
Yeah.
Diba? Either nice body or nice face. At least meron kang...
Or brains or something like that.
And I know some people, they actually wouldn't mind hipon. Kasi para they're still hot. I mean, although diba, not so much. Pero more than...
There's always a paper bag.
Exactly. Hindi naman. Pero there's a certain amount
of... there's a certain appeal.
Attraction you get from somebody who has a really nice body.
Yeah.
I've heard you talk.
Yeah, I know.
I've heard
sexy.
You talk about certain...
Exactly.
Na parang... Not just... Sometimes nga, hindi pa nga yung all-out sexy. Kunyari, like... Big boobs. Diba? Or something, diba? So, okay na yun eh, diba?
Alam ko na kung sino pinag-usapan natin.
Diba? So, I'm saying, I'm just saying na parang, even with that, there's an appeal. You find an appeal in that.
Yeah.
So, they don't have to be like drop-dead gorgeous. Basta, big boobs, diba? Not bad. So, I would think, meron din ganun sa hipon.
Yeah.
Right?
But ultimately, kasi it's about what the person prefers. Like, okay, with me. Okay, let's not kid ourselves. I love boobs.
Yeah.
I do. And, but also... When faced with a question of pretty face over boobs over nice general body, I would always go in that order also. Na pretty face, Tapos big somebody boobs. With big boobs. And then somebody with a generally nice body.
Nice body. Mm.
Pero wag naman yung...
Pero alam mo, a so-so...
How apt. How apt. A so-so...
No. I'm talking about face. Let's not talk about hipon. Kasi hipon has to be like, you have to be ugly eh.
Yeah.
And a great body.
And a great body.
Pero a so-so face,
yeah.
Tapos gawin mong really nice body. Oh my God.
Ang ganda ng ano.
Panalo bigla.
Yeah. Exactly.
Diba? Kasi pag ganun,
it does a world of...
World of difference.
Yeah.
Ako si Pauling says...
Saka it tells you so much about the person kasi that yeah. they will work for what they want.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
And they're really like, suddenly they're extra attractive.
Although yeah. meron din naman kasi mga tao na... They're just genetically born with like a good body structure,
yeah,
a good body
yeah.
type, you know what I mean?
Ako si Pauling says, ilang extra rice ang ino-order mo pag only gravy? This is so male.
Yeah,
well, actually, that's not true. I know a lot of girls who also...
Really?
Pag extra gravy, ang dami nila.
Pero when you say kasi ang daming rice, usually it's the guys.
It's really the guys.
More than the girls.
Blue Gray says, kung ang lalaki pwedeng... magdalang tao. Sino sa mga co-candidates mo ang pipiliin mong maging ama? Targrad says, pagdating sa babae, anong gusto mo? Daisy or Venti?
Daisy.
Daisy. Daisy Ocho, Daisy Neve. Or Venti.
Or Venti. Oh
Venti Uno, Venti Dos, Venti Tres.
Well, it depends on how old you are.
That is true.
Because now, it'll be so weird if I started dating somebody in their teens.
Like, an 18-year-old.
But had I been 21, I would probably would have gone with
Selena Gomez.
She's not in her teens anymore.
Yeah, what if she, when she was 19?
Game.
Oh, see?
I still can't believe that she's with Ed Sheeran.
Diba?
Although that's so much, for me, it's so much better than Justin Bieber.
Oh, no. Avria Chocolat says, ito, real question. Very nice question.
Mm.
For guys, huh. When was the last time you cried? And why?
Ah. Dali lang yan.
Oh, ikaw.
Huh?
When was the last time you cried?
Hindi naman ako kasal na pageant.
Oh, come on! Sabi natin nila na.
Sometime this quarter.
Really?
Yeah.
Not tear up, ha? Cry.
Yeah. Well, wait. What? Define cry.
Ne, may yung cry talaga. Kasi meron yung tear. Okay, like ako. Okay. But last time I teared up, was yun nga, yung scene sa Man of Steel.
I knew it.
But I didn't cry.
Yeah.
I just teared up.
I guess sometimes, yeah.
But yung cry.
Was, as in yung tumutulo. Yung,
yeah, as in yung cry talaga.
Sometimes this quarter.
Wow. Ito ba yung...
I know kasi that I look so jolly and...
Ito ba yung nag-vacation ako?
Oh, kasi hindi ko ma-take na wala ka.
Bakit nasa Maldives siya?
Di ba?
Kasama siyang iba.
Oo. Oh. Sino kasama mo?
Ay, ewan ko na. Oh, Mash Plutonium says, and the entry, and the top, question for a male pageant comes from Uod.
Uod says,
the boat is sinking.
Mm.
Who, alin ang isa-save mo?
Mm.
Mother-in-law mo?
Mm-hmm.
O hard drive mo?
Doon na sa hard drive.
Ne, hindi man lang tao. Ang katumbas
hard drive lang talaga.
Ang katumbas hard drive.
Na may laman na ano, ilang movies, mga ganun.
Hard drive talaga.
Kasi at issue kanina, mother-in-law versus Becky na.
Oh, di ba? So, ito hindi eh, hard drive.
Hard drive lang.
Oh, 1 terabyte eh. So.
Sayang naman.
Ang daming games.
Sayang yung memories.
Oh, eh. The top 10 questions for a male pageant. Just key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag questions for a male pageant.
Hey, can we just say happy birthday to Jovinia De La Cruz? That's coming from ZenZen120. Happy birthday, Jovinia De La Cruz Arellano pala. And then also, hello to the friends of Arthur. I think that's Arthur the Nerd. Yeah, Arthur the Nerd says hello to the friends Pierre and Paul in Pierre and Paul Solutions. They're all tuned in right now. Good morning. Yeah, there. Also, nice. Just a happy birthday, I think, to Lucky Villaverde Racoma. Happy 7th birthday today.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy 7th birthday.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX
93.1. It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 3.
All right, time for the news for today. And, okay, which one do we do? Okay, let's do this. You know Armie Hammer?
No.
He's the same guy who was...
Is he a relative of MC?
No, he's Lone Ranger. He will play Lone Ranger in the one with Johnny Depp.
Isn't Johnny... Oh, Johnny Depp's supposed to be the other guy.
He's Tonto.
Tonton, yeah.
Tonto. Anong Tonton? Ginaman Tonton Gutierrez.
Tonton.
Ginamang yung tambay sa kanto. Oh, si Tonton.
Si Tonton.
Tonto! Ano pa naman?
I've never watched Lone Ranger.
Ginamang Tonton.
Bakit pa pala naman Tonton?
At saka, he's also part of the... remember that Leonardo DiCaprio where he played Edgar Hoover? Edgar J. Hoover?
J. Edgar Hoover.
J. Edgar Hoover. siya yung the parang the supposed boyfriend. That's Armie Hammer. Oh, anyway, right. He'll be a big star soon. Married movie star Armie Hammer is glad to be through with dating because one ex-girlfriend once tried to leave her mark on the actor by stabbing him in the bedroom.
Whoa! It's diba? Very, you know, Californication.
I know, right? The 26-year-old The Social Network star. Yeah, right. He was also in The Social Network.
Wait, which one was he there? One of the douchebags.
The
Von Douchebags?
Sige, tinama.
What's his name?
He was there. Armie Hammer. A-R-M-I-E. Hammer.
A-R-M-I-E. Hammer. Armie.
Hammer.
Hammer. Oh, yeah. He was one of the Van Douchebags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, siya rin yun.
Ah, okay. He played both. Okay.
And the 26-year-old Social Network star wed U.S. TV personality Elizabeth Chambers in 2010 when most guys his age were still partying and boasting about their sexual conquests. But he insists he was happy to put single life behind him following one dangerous encounter with a former lover. He tells America's Elle magazine, "I like the idea of marriage. I like the idea that I have a best friend. It's just really comforting. I remember being single and trying to date, and it was just stressful and hard. It wasn't fun. One chick tried to stab me when we were having sex. I should so not be telling this story. But she was like, true love leaves scars. You don't have any." And then she tried... I know, right? And then she tried to stab me with a butcher knife.
Wow.
Of course, I promptly broke up with her 7 months later.
That's funny.
7 months later, after she tries to stab him.
And I love the fact that he said, "I promptly broke up with her seven months later. I know.
So, wow, wild.
Wow. Good job.
Grabe yun, ah. Scary yun.
But that's really, like, remember in Californication, the reason, did you ever watch that?
No, I never did. TV shows.
Okay, well, it's David Duchovny. And yeah. Like, for the first season, one of the people that he slept with punched him in the face.
Whoa.
While they were having sex. So parang he was like, "What the hell just happened?" And then the girl goes like, "Now you'll never forget me."
Oh.
And it's true. Like, he really didn't, like, forget her at all.
Obviously.
Yeah. Weird.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. That's our news bit for today. I mean, for this hour.
Meron talagang Tonton eh. Long Ranger and Tonton.
O kaya nga, pero mga spoof na yun.
Hindi ko. Kasi growing up, I never even watched The Lone Ranger. I heard of...
I never did din
like,
naman.
Long Ranger and Tonton.
Pero it's Tonto. Huh. So we have one last next hour. But for now, you're still on The Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada. Only here on Manila's hottest, Monts Radio RX 93.1.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. The Top 10 questions for a male pageant.
Hey, can we just say hi to Kat Arrow? She's tuned in.
Hey,
hi, Kat.
Good morning, Kat.
Your song's coming up next.
Nice. Okay, here we go. Let's start off with Mr. Maria. Contestant number 2. Make a check mark using one hand. Yung pag yung nag-Mr. Pogi ka, yung that.
Ah, yung ganun,
thumb,
yeah.
Host, paki-measure from thumb to forefinger. Is it?
Is that really it?
I guess.
Totoo?
Well, roughly.
But wouldn't it be... it would depend on how... Okay, Gina's measuring. This really looks weird.
No, wait. I guess, yeah.
Talaga?
Oh. I mean, it's roughly accurate.
Roughly?
Yeah.
Ang alam ko, what's really like...
Your foot is from your wrist to your elbow.
Elbow. Yeah. Elbow to wrist. And alam mo, eksakto talaga siya.
Yeah. And then your heart, size of your fist.
The size of your fist. Pero yun, ha?
Tapos yung width, though. Yung
two fingers na nakaganan.
Yung nakaganan.
Okay.
Kasi pa sabi ko parang hindi.
Yeah. Di ba? Tapos they say...
Di ba long fingers ka?
Yes.
No!
Hindi. Tsaka yung elbow mo, yung texture, that's the texture of your badudos. That's what they say.
I know.
Same texture daw. That's what they say. And then, dapat yung naka-scrunch up. Yung naka-diretso yung arm mo.
I'm telling you now, no. I feel it.
Ew.
You wanna hold my elbow?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, no. What if you go up?
Ipong one time, naglalakad tayo bilang ginaganong ko yung elbow mo. Jagger G says, pumili ka, NBA Finals or Dota?
What do you mean?
Hindi, like kunyari, you can only do one.
Forever?
Yeah.
Wait, so there's NBA Finals every... Because that's weird.
Actually, you can always go back to your Dota. You know?
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, obviously, if you ask me to pick the day, I would pick the Finals because it only happens today.
Yeah. Dota naman, you can do it.
You can do it.
Wala bang parang ano, parang, I don't know, like a Dota Olympics or something.
Wala. Well, meron, pero it doesn't measure up to like the final.
Yeah.
I guess in the States, you could either ask final NBA Finals or the Super Bowl.
Yon.
Something like that. What's or the World Series.
World Cup.
World Cup for football.
For,
like for...
Baseball.
For soccer.
Ay.
For baseball, it's World Series.
World Series there. World Cup for football. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl for American
for
football.
For American football. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And
then,
I
think the Masters for golf.
Golf.
And then for... What is it for tennis?
Depende.
Wimbledon.
Depende sa ano. Kasi apat na Grand Slams. For Rennie Boy says... This is cute.
Mm.
Ano una mong tinatanggal? Shirt o pants? Di ba may ganun?
Shirt.
Ako rin shirt. Pero meron talaga na pants first.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's really ano. Meron talagang tao na they remove the pants first before the shirt. Pag nagbibihis. Oh, hindi. Ganito. When dressing up,
yeah.
Ano una sa'yo?
Socks.
No, I mean like pants or shirt.
Brief. wait. Pants.
Ako rin pants. Mm. Pero you know why? The others shirt first. Kasi lalo na yung mga office workers. Siyempre, polo first.
Yeah.
Para pag, di ba, itatuck in nila yun. Yeah. Kasi obviously, we don't tuck in.
No, but even when I do tuck in, I still use pants first.
Ako
maybe
rin.
Because I'm so used to it na. But what's the first thing you do when you get home?
Cry.
Okay. Pareho lang pala tayo. Okay. Not really surprised.
No. Diba? Pareho lang tayo. What do you mean? Like,
I mean,
pagbihis?
Yeah.
Kasi ako,
like, literally, the first thing I do is I take off all my clothes.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Ako shirt.
Shirt lang?
No. I mean, to dress up. First thing I do is dress up in, pero in-house clothes. Not to be naked.
Ako hindi. As in,
to be naked?
Well, boxers.
Ah, okay.
Tapos,
no,
higa.
I've never been
and
one...
And then shorts.
Even, let's say, kunyari, walang tao sa bahay.
Yeah.
I'm not the type who would walk around without a shirt on.
Really?
I'm just more comfortable na... Pero kailangan yung shirt na...
I love not having clothes.
Yung sa sobrang luma, ang nipis-nipis na niya, tas butas.
Yeah.
Yun, those kinds of shirts.
I have this one shirt
I love those kinds of shirts.
Sobrang gutay-gutay na.
Pero you wanna let them go, di ba?
Yeah, as in,
yung parang,
sobrang butas na siya.
At saka, I feel like it's the most comfortable piece
shirt
of clothing ever.
Ever. Yeah.
Matt,
it's just funny how everybody is
what?
Well, a lot of people are tweeting. I found myself touching the skin on my elbow.
It's true.
I know.
Mad Mutt Mark says, contestant number 5, please explain the plot of my husband's lover using interpretative dance.
Ay, wow.
Wow.
Medyo mahirap yata yun,
ha? Medyo girly. Of a classic question from Fat Kid Inside. Kapag ang lalaki pumatol sa kapwa lalaki, straight ba din ba siya or ba din na siya?
Because if you ask me,
what if let's say it's for ano lang, for like it's for money lang?
I would say ba din siya.
Kasi my definition...
He didn't do it for... Yeah, because but still, he wanted to.
My definition kasi of straight is... You've never gone astray.
No.
Parang ganun.
What if the preference is still girls?
Yeah, for sure. But still, pumatol ka. So...
Sobaling ka na? Parang...
I don't know. That's just the way I see it.
Isn't it like your orientation na parang... Like, kunyari, oh, let's do it the other way around. A gay guy.
No, kasi if you... If
let me put this this way. A gay guy. All-out gay guy.
Yeah.
Tapos suddenly, there was this one drunken night and he had sex with a girl. Is he straight? Kasi, following the same logic, he should be straight.
Actually, that's true. Touché.
Because for me, he's still gay. Yeah. He just had one night with a girl. That doesn't make him straight.
I don't know.
Kasi if you follow that logic, it should be the same way, the other way around. So
I get you.
I would say that if you had like a drunk, let's say a drunken night or for money, you did it, but you still want girls primarily, I think you're still straight.
Pero when you say that naman kasi, you can always argue na parang like, let's just say, a guy who has a relationship with another guy. Mm. Not for money or anything, but wala, parang nagustuhan niya lang. Pero
oh, iba yun.
In general, gusto niya pa rin girls.
Hindi, kasi I'm thinking...
What do you call
I'm
is thinking, he straight or is he gay?
Kasi yun, meron ng choice. I'm just thinking, kunyari nga, for those times
but
na parang...
That is a choice.
No, I mean like, because you want something else out of it. It's not the actual act that you want. You wanted, like, kunyari, it was a financial deal, quote-unquote. And you needed the money. And pumatol ka because, you know, you were desperate. You needed money. I think you're still straight. It's just that you know. Iba yung nag-relationship ka because, hello, obviously, pag-relationship parang, there's already some sort of emotion involved.
I don't know.
Diba? But it's an interesting question to pose. Just to see how they will argue. Because there's no, I don't think there's really a right or wrong
answer. No, kasi parang like, you know how like, with girls naman. Like, if there are two girls, and then the other one is a lesbian, and then the girl is supposedly straight,
yeah. Pero
pumatol siya with a lesbian, does that make her a lesbian or does that make her straight?
For me, I still... Same thing, my answer with the guys. But, okay. I'd still say she's straight.
Even if she has a relationship with her? Kasi I know a lot of girls who will say na parang, I'm not really lesbian, it's just, ito lang, itong relationship na to. But does that make her a lesbian? Because she got into a relationship with a girl,
hindi,
even
kasi,
if usually like what hindi, she
it's still hard a guy. It's hard to include yung mga the ones who got into a relationship. Because technically you can call them bisexuals already, because they kind of like both, diba? Pero yung kunyari talagang you're strictly straight or you're strictly gay. Tapos you did something one time for other reasons other than you enjoyed it. You did it with the gender that you're not supposed
to do it.
Do you do
it constantly?
Hindi, kahit na. Kasi nga, if you're doing it, let's say, as a business. Oh. I mean,
I don't know. It's so complicated then.
Well, it is. Like they say, sexuality is fluid. So it's hard to argue.
Yeah.
But, you know, the point in sa mga asking questions like this is just to see how contestants will
answer.
Did you hear about that that video of Miss Utah in the Miss USA?
Miss Utah?
Yes. She was supposedly the one who was leading all throughout.
Right.
And then she gave a really, like, really, like a really bad answer. Like a really bad answer. So sometimes it's not really the question. You just want to see how they defend their answers. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 questions for a male pageant comes from Mashed Plutonium.
Mashed Plutonium says.
So the host goes, contestant number one, is your girlfriend here? So the contestant will go, ah, yes, there she is. That's the girlfriend waves. Mm. Sabi ng host, follow-up question. What can you say about handsome guys with ugly girlfriends?
Oh, that's horrible.
That is so bad. That is so bad. All right. If you want to join us for today, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag questions for a male pageant.
Hey, let's just say hello to Mitch Barican, all the way from the hazy land of Singapore.
Oh,
and
take
Mads
care.
Monteramos, that's coming from Odelaho. Also, cute Cicolette is just saying hello to the nanay, Demi. Happy birthday today. And happy birthday to her on Sunday as well. So also from Singapore, good morning. Take it easy with the haze.
Hey, to all the SG Rushers, take care.
Yes, please buy masks.
The N95.
An N95.
Apparently, that's the type of mask
that you should have.
That you should get to protect yourself from the haze. The N95. And they were saying it's always sold out. It's hard to find. So please take care.
Yeah, try. And, wait lang. Here, Trina is just, you know, weighing in on the whole lesbian thing.
Yeah.
I think a lesbian is... Wait lang. Lesbian equals relationship with or likes a girl. Even if you're straight before, pero you're in a relationship with a girl, you're already a lesbian.
You're already a lesbian. Like, asaka minsan it's annoying. Depends on the case.
Confusing, eh?
It's a case-to-case thing.
Anyway.
Hey, can we just say happy birthday to Miss Sherry Hill?
Yeah, so happy
it's
birthday.
It's her birthday! Wow. Please don't slap anyone.
On your birthday.
Unless it's part of a
or
role.
Please do.
Please do.
Hey, you know what? Since it is the finals today.
Yeah.
I'm sure that a lot of people will be bonding, like a lot, more than anything, a lot of the guys will be bonding over like pizza.
I mean, how could guys watch, kunyari yung magbabarkada kayo, because you're watching in one area,
yeah,
and not have eat. Like you said, pizza and then
nachos or something like that.
Which, chips.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Eh, pero hello, puro carbs.
Oh, yun nga eh.
Ah, diba?
Eh, syempre naman, gusto mo, medyo bata ka pa rin. Kahit puro guys yung kasama mo.
Hindi, kasi what's good is, you want to be able to enjoy it without parang...
Feeling guilty after.
Feeling too guilty naman about
yeah.
it.
Diba? Well, just get Carb Trim na lang. Carb Trim has clinically proven phase 2 white kidney bean extract that basically helps trim carb absorption, reducing the calories you get from carb-rich bonding food.
And that's true. The unabsorbed carbs, you might be wondering, oh, where do they go naman? They are actually turned into long-chain fibers and are safely flushed out of the body as waste.
Now, Carb Trim also comes in two delicious flavors. There's apple and lemon, so you can choose which one you like best. And the nice thing about it is, you know, both flavors have no added sugar and it only has 8 calories.
So go ahead, watch the NBA Finals and enjoy a little more and absorb a lot less with your friends, with all your, like, carb-rich food. And you can also check out Carb Trim's Facebook page and follow them on Twitter at Carb Trim to know more about the product.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1. La, la, la,
la. The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
And can we just greet the Summit Media Events team?
Cool.
That's Rika, Alvin, Angel, Patchy, Kat. They're on their way to Batangas for team building.
Nice. Hey, I saw Alvin last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was gumigimik.
Nox. Naka na.
Because, wow, look at that.
Oh. Well, hello, guys. Talaga. So,
unless he wasn't supposed to be there, then I didn't see Alvin.
And they didn't say naman which one.
Si Alvin of
no, I mean you didn't say which event.
Ah, okay.
So okay lang yan.
Safe.
Yeah. Okay, so
I said last Friday.
Hello guys.
So ayun din.
Talaga inulit mo pa. Hindi ko lang nga napansin.
I'm sure he was supposed to be there in the first place.
So hi guys.
Hello.
And have fun.
Have fun and
take care on the road.
Yes, be safe.
All right, here we go. The top 10 questions for a male pageant.
Okay.
Fat Kid Inside says, "What is the difference, other than the literal one, mm-hmm, between a boy and a man?" That's a nice question.
Right.
What makes a
man a man? And what makes a boy a boy?
Yeah. Not literal, obviously. Not the age. Pero yung kunyari,
yeah, more
yung,
of like, you know, the diba
sometimes
a man can make tough decisions,
yeah,
and whatever.
Yeah. And also, Jeannie Rip says,
okay,
ito, again, another classic. Kung isang araw, pagising mo, babae ka na, ano ang unang-una mong gagawin?
I will check myself out.
What a perv.
What? I want to find out what I have. And
yeah. Ano?
Alam mo na.
Ako siguro ano, pupunta ako sa inyo. Sabi, Gino, look!
Pero it's still your face.
No, dapat you're a girl na. You're a girl na.
Yeah, but it's still like...
Ah, talaga? Ganun
you.
Ba? Ito parang in drag ka lang.
No, but okay, fine. Like a girlier version of you. But it's still like you won't be extra pretty when you wake up or whatever.
Ganun pa rin. I would think dapat completely iba. Like they so that they
okay, like, what
so you can do whatever you want.
Okay, seriously though. Think about it. Like really think about it. If you woke up and you became a pretty girl, what would you do?
May mga bibisitahin.
Pero mga nakalista na eh. Lista mo na yan.
Tapos sabi mo, pwede na.
Ano?
Ano? Akala mo ha, yabang-yabang mo.
Oh my God. I want to know what to do though.
I know. Actually, me too. Because I don't know how things work.
Well, you kind of know how they work.
I see. It's a good idea. I'd flash random strangers.
You are such a... Rhymes with plot.
What? I'm just thinking. But I'm fine.
I swear.
No, just flash them. Just the boobies.
Would you flash me? If you, but you have to be a hot girl.
Yeah, a hot girl.
Kunyari tapos a lot younger.
Ay, nako, whatever. Sige, fine. Oh, I'd flash you.
Pero
flash
oh my
anyone.
God, I don't know if I'd be happy about that.
Kasi it's still me
it's
inside.
It's still you eh. Like, I know it's you.
I think of a really hot girl. Oh, see, ano, see, the one in Blurred Lines.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, what?
Can you imagine how hot...
Rajkonski, whatever.
Imagine her, how hot she would be in person.
Yeah.
Oh, yun, pero it's me inside.
Oh.
Tas I go, Gina Lu.
Yeah. Parang it ruins
I'm
it for me.
I'm the hottest bitch in this place.
Wala na. Wala feeling ko sira eh.
No.
Although, bilang, I don't know. Maybe I still would.
Tapos bilang kakantang kita, I'm so sexy. I'm the sexiest girl in this place.
I'm the only girl in the world.
Oh, di ba? Oh.
Hindi pa rin.
Okay, papasok ako. Sumasya ako. Damn.
Diba? Yung beat pa lang alam ko ng ikaw eh. Even without you having to tell me what happened, I would be like, ah, okay, it's you.
Suddenly, wala na yun.
Or,
pero ganun ang itsura ko. Oh, sige.
What if I became a girl? What? I really would check myself out first though. And then,
see how it works.
See what you feel like.
Yeah.
Because I've always wondered what it feels like. For a
from,
girl
yeah.
In this world.
yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? In the non-pervy way and...
In the pervy way.
Yeah. Because it's such a... That no matter how much a girl will describe it to you, you really just won't understand
it. Wala. Ako, I'll go out on a date. Immediately.
Ito talaga, date talaga unang iniisip. Pwede naman ikaw muna, di ba?
Ako muna ano?
I mean...
ano, ako muna?
You find self-discovery muna. You discover things about yourself.
Pervert! That's what you are.
Really? At least I'm not a plot.
Like a plot. Hindi, kasi di ba?
Because you just want to go around and like go on a date and just randomly like what, sleep with someone?
No!
What?
Date nga. The coffee, shush. Conversation.
Hey, we all know the coffee leads to...
I'll tweet certain people. Kasi lang if they're free for tonight. Let's see if we can work something out.
Pero what if nga, no? What if we both wake up and we become like really sexy, hot young girls?
Oh my gosh.
Tapos si Del wakes up to be like a really guapo white guy.
I cannot be. Oh my gosh, tapos naging lesbians tayo. Ganun pa rin.
Ganun pa rin. Kaya ba yun ang ganun?
Ganun pa rin. Tapos
no matter what
bilang
happens.
Bilang tatakbo ko sa'yo, no? Kasi I'm like this really hot girl. Tapos bilang, Gino, look, I'm a girl. Tapos bilang, ikaw naman.
Chico, look, I'm a girl too. Even with a different gender, it's still the same story.
Ay, nako. How ironic would that be? All right, and did we do it already?
No, we haven't done it yet.
No. The top 10. Have we done the top 10 already?
Not to my knowledge, no. Yeah, we were in the middle of it.
And okay, let's just read a couple of more. Alam mo, labo mong kausap talaga. Not to my knowledge.
Hindi pa naman ako nagba-blackout.
Ay, nako.
No, we were in the middle of it already.
Oh, sige. Mad Mutt Mark says, do you believe in the concept of being bisexual? Kasi some people say they're just using it as an excuse. You just say bisexual because you don't want to say that you're gay.
Yeah.
But I think there are.
I think so.
I think there really are people. I don't know anyone, or at least openly, but I guess there are people.
I'm pretty sure there are.
Yeah. But I think more women.
Baka it's not as common or as rampant as just being, you know, straight out gay.
Yeah. And also, Wait. Okay.
What kind of girl do you think you'd be? You think you'd be sexy? Or you think you'd be voluptuous or something? I think I'd be a woman.
What do you mean?
Like, I'd be a big
woman. A big woman? Ako, I'd be a... I'd be a nerd. Yung parang Daria. He's MTV, the cartoon. Or I'd be like, ano? I'd be like Susie sa Calvin and Hobbes. Ah, you don't read Calvin and Hobbes. Yeah. I'd be like a nerdy girl, I think. I would think. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 questions for a male pageant comes from, let's see here, from West Ice.
West Ice says,
In a hypothetical situation where it became the beauty is in the eye of the beer holder, how do you handle it the morning after?
Right, like when you wake up.
Will you be a gentleman?
And then you realize,
or will you just
happened.
Ditch her?
Yeah.
Yung akala mo, the night before, she was like
the hottest girl in the world.
And then, in the light, in the harsh daylight, you realize that she is not a babe. How do you handle it the morning after? That's one test question. Of a gentleman.
Yeah.
Oh, ikaw.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I stick with it.
What do you mean stick with it? Gagumong girlfriend?
No, of course not.
I don't know, stick with it.
I don't know. I'll treat her out to breakfast or something.
And then she'll go, oh, I know, when's your next date?
I'll call you. Because I don't want to lie.
Wait for my call.
I don't want to. It's not fair if I go out with her just because I feel pity.
That is true.
It's also not fair if I tell her na parang, oh, I'd loved yesterday, or like, you know, if I don't really feel
pero,
that way.
Pero not to be rude naman.
Not to be rude naman. So, exactly. That's why, parang, if I were rude, I don't think I'd take her out to breakfast anymore.
That is true. Yeah.
Just like, you know, shoo her out the door or something. But I wouldn't do that. That's why.
Yeah.
You take, at least you give her breakfast man lang. And then you bring her home to wherever she lives. And then you go back home and then.
And then never.
You just never.
Call her again.
Call her again. Or call her again when you're drunk.
Sorry, you're such a guy. The top 10.
Ang gulo, no?
Questions
so confusing.
Ang labo mo.
Her days, I'm such a girl. Her days.
The top 10 questions for a male pageant. What do you ask them? Alright, presumably straight. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag questions for a male pageant.
Hey, and you know what? I know that Father's Day is done already, but obviously, you know, the gift giving for the dads isn't done just yet.
Yeah, because, you know, you want
to... I mean, they continuously give things to you.
They provide for
you all the time. That doesn't stop. So maybe you should sort of consider
the same thing. The giving of Nescafe Gold should go year-round.
Because
we drink coffee every day.
Hello. That's true.
Diba? Especially coffee that's smooth, rich, full-bodied. It never gets old.
Tapos it doesn't hurt that you might just win for yourself a Ford Mustang V6.
That is true.
Well, for your dad.
So
or for yourself.
How do you do it? Just buy one of those 100-gram Nescafe Gold jars with the promo code stickers in supermarkets. Then text NGOLD space code and send it to 2600.
Diba? And the next thing you know, the Ford Mustang is yours.
That's right.
And then you can also be one of three winners,
weekly winners
of the iPad 3. So even if you don't get the Mustang, you still get a chance of getting an iPad 3.
Why not?
For your dad, or for yourself. You know.
And so go ahead, join the Nescafe Gold Daddy's Dream Ride promo. Promo duration is until July 28, 2013, per DOH FDA permit number 0657, series of 2013.
I want na lang say who tweeted this.
Oh, sige.
But let's just say somebody from RX.
Uh-huh. Yun na lang. Yes.
When you wake up the next day, tapos pangit, bigyan mo ng pang-taxi.
Oh my gosh! Clue!
Ayoko, baka mawalan ako ng trabaho may clue. That's a clue enough. Talaga, bigyan mo ng pang-taxi.
Buti binigyan pa ng pan-taxi.
Actually, no.
Some people don't even.
Parya pang jeep lang.
Di ba? So, okay. Hindi siya kayo, ano, yung hatid ka sa kanto. Hindi man.
Alam mo, hindi rap off ka lang sa sakayan. Pero may kotse ka, may driver ka.
Oo.
Sama.
Or ano, worse, please close the door on your way out.
But I see this in movies.
I do.
Diba, like in the States, parang they're like, I gotta go. Just make yourself at home. And no, but sometimes they're like, make yourself at home and then just leave whenever. I think they're so just... It's kind of interesting how liberal they are.
Yeah.
They are.
And delicates to look. And it's dangerous. It's delicates. Would you leave a complete stranger in your house and
but
say,
hey, they do.
Find your way out?
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, what if they steal stuff?
Yeah.
They're from the inside.
Or what if they like... What if they burn your house down or something?
Exactly.
Weird.
Weird. Well, anyway.
That's why we're not like that here.
I know. All right.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. Part 4.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. What are the questions you will ask in a male pageant?
All right.
El Mitanyo says, would you marry a woman 10 years older? Why or why not?
Why not?
Why not, no?
Why not?
Because I think it depends on other things, eh, more than the age. Like,
yeah, because I mean,
hot, if they're...
Look, Kate Beckinsale is more than 10 years older than I
but
am.
You would,
but I would
obviously.
gladly marry her.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Diba?
Yeah. And also...
Or Helen Hunt when I was younger.
Ah, she was
I
younger.
I always liked Helen.
So you should like, Lily Sobieski.
Yeah.
Because she looks like a younger
she's a carbon
version.
Copy of,
sobre,
of Helen Hunt.
Para talagang batang Helen Hunt. Yeah. I don't know why they never, at their peak,
had a
why
movie
they
together.
Never had a movie together
the mother
as
and
mother-daughter.
Daughter. Yeah.
Or ano, kahit ate and
there did they.
Younger daughter.
Because they really like...
Super kamuka.
So much alike.
Mm-mm, just a younger version.
Who else is ano? Diane Lane.
Oh, Diane. I love Diane Lane.
In ano?
I love Diane.
What was that movie of hers?
Unfaithful.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
The Stairs. Oh my God.
Diba?
Right. See, ano yan, diba? Who was that guy?
Oh, hi. I was going to say.
Yung, not beneath
diba, you. Diba boyfriend ni ano? Boyfriend ni Kylie Minogue?
Siya ba?
Olivier Martinez.
Olivier Martinez. There you go.
Oh, he was the my one my God. Oh, my God.
Dude, like, oh, my God. Kung okay, Diane Lane. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Olivier Martinez. Oh, my God.
And of course, Richard Gere.
Yeah.
Siya yung husband.
Siya yung husband. Kasi.
Pero the one that she had an affair with
but
is Olivier Martinez.
Yun. That, wow.
Mm-hmm.
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 Rachel Weisz.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Enemy at the Gates.
Enemy at the Gates.
That tunnel scene.
Mm-hmm. 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 Grabe yun, ha? Mm-hmm. Juvet Leasing says, mm-hmm. Anong mas gusto mo? Mm. Tondo o Cavite? Akin ang Tondo.
I think so I would get Cavite because it's bigger.
Ako, I'd
isn't
get,
it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Ako, I'd get Cavite kasi papunta Tagaytay.
That's true.
Yeah,
no. I honestly don't know how to get to Tondo.
And maraming talaba. Sa Tabite.
Tabite.
Sa Cavite.
Tabite.
Sa Cavite. You know what they do? I don't know if it's true. Huh? They say they submerge, they sink like old cars or old jeepneys underwater para kapitan ng talaba. That's what somebody told me.
Really?
I don't know if it's true.
This is in Cavite?
In Cavite.
Where is Tondo? How do you get to Tondo?
Ask the taxi driver.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm bad with roads.
Do you have any idea where it is? Like, what is it near? Is
Manila?
It near Intramuros?
Isn't it in Manila?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been to Tondo. Dahil ba talagang siga doon?
Oo, that's what I heard.
Kasi pag naglakad ka, tipong uupakan ka lang ng random.
Hindi naman. OA naman. I think Manila. As in Manila, the city. Huh? Not Metro Manila, but Manila. And, let's see here. Angel Rain says...
Tondo is near Divisoria.
Oh, at Manila.
Tama.
Mr. Maria says, anong papanoorin mo? E3 conference?
Okay.
What's E3 conference?
Electronic Expo something.
Okay.
Yeah.
E3 conference, NBA Finals, or Miss Universe?
Doon mo malalaman ang tunay na ano, orientation. Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Expo.
That's what E3 is. It's like a Comic-Con.
Ah, okay. But for gadgets.
So parang, kumbaga, more of for gaming. Like, all the major games are always displayed there. They're all launched there.
Yeah.
So E3 is for the geeks and the gamers. NBA Finals, obviously.
For the jocks.
For the jocks and the Miss Universe.
I thought this is interesting. It sounds like a real answer. Real question. From Hanson. From a straight guy's point of view, how can you tell if a guy is straight or not?
Well, if he hits on you.
Other than that, that's pretty much obvious. But usually the ones who have gaydar are women and other gays.
You shouldn't ask me because I'm horrible at it.
No, that's what I'm saying. From a straight guy's point of view, how can you tell if another guy... Because usually, ang clueless are the straight guys. They're not very good with the gaydar thing. So, how can you tell from a straight guy point of view if another guy is straight or not? Diba? That's a good question. I wouldn't know how to answer it.
Well, if I see him making out with another guy, then I'm guessing he's not straight.
Hindi nga. Other than that, the obvious na, syempre, if they're like wearing makeup,
I guess the way
they're
they
hitting
move,
on you.
I think it's the way they move.
Not really.
There are really just movements that are very feminine.
And what about those like really macho gay guys?
There are exceptions to the rule, as always.
No, I mean like how do you sniff them out?
I don't know.
Diba?
Kung ba't kasarap nila?
And then see if there's a reaction.
See if there's a reaction. I don't know. But then again, that doesn't guarantee
that you can tell.
Yeah, kasi parang kunwari, like, let's just say, not true. All women who take off their clothes in front of you will be a turn-on.
Elicit a reaction, yeah.
Exactly, for all guys.
Oo nga, no?
Diba?
Let's see. James. Oh, can we just say hello to James?
Hi.
Who's in Toronto, stuck in evening rush hour traffic, live streaming the show in his brother's new Audi.
Wow.
Wow.
Sana I could eventually say that also, that I'm live streaming the show on my new whatever car.
Diba? Fishmark says, anong mas gusto mo, umaga o gabi? At bakit?
Gabi.
Ako rin gabi.
Less traffic.
Ako, I'm
mostly for that. Less traffic, less heat.
I'm more alive at night.
Same here.
In general.
You know what's funny? I think all three of us.
All three of us.
We are really all
We
night.
Are so not
We are really not morning people. But it's just we're forced to wake up early.
Breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. But I don't like
mornings. I don't even like eating breakfast.
I love breakfast.
I love like...
Because it's all bacon and eggs and jam and butter.
But you can have bacon naman whenever.
No, pero alam mo yun, iba sa umaga. Pero in general, I don't like mornings.
Yeah, I don't like mornings either.
Diba? It's so ironic.
And it's so... tapos na dito tayo morning
That's morning show. Jubeth Leasing says, mamili ka. Dream sports car or the hottest Victoria's Secret model ever?
Hottest Victoria's Secret... Wait. What's the duration? Because if it's just one night with the Victoria's Secret model, I'd rather pick the dream car. Diba?
1 month, both.
Ah, 1 month lang? Eh, Victoria's Secret model na ako.
Hindi, kasi unfair eh. If we say forever, eh, di syempre sa Victoria's Secret ka kasi yung sports car, maluluma. If we say naman, short...
No, but like, let's just say, even if it is maluluma, like, even the oldest, like, Lamborghinis and the oldest Ferraris are still
worth forever.
Millions.
Sige, forever. The dreamest sports car of yours. Or
I think
the
I
hottest
would,
Victoria's
I think
Secret.
I would go with a sports car. You know why? Well, for one, I don't know if the Victoria's Secret models would make such great girlfriends. And parang I don't know. Iba yung tingin ko sa Victoria's Secret models. Eh. More of like,
hot night.
Yeah. But girlfriend material is a completely different category for me.
Baka high maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just, I've always preferred Asian women over Caucasian women.
Mm. Okay.
So I would rather get an Asian girlfriend.
Interesting.
Or an Asian, like, wife.
Asian Victoria's Secret model.
But they're too thin.
Patay. Oh, but it's changing, huh? They're getting curvier
Sana
as
naman.
The years pass.
Because They really are too thin. I actually like it when medyo may laman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pero marami na. Pero they're curvier than most models.
Okay.
Than the, kasi pag, pag yung mga yung high fashion models, they're not booby. Pero yung yeah. Victoria's Secret, they really they're, get the booby yeah. ones. Yeah. And,
well, maybe because it's a lingerie line.
Diba? And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 questions for a mail pageant comes from Mashed Plutonium.
Mashed Plutonium says,
If any, what is the difference between the devil and a mother-in-law?
Valid answer yung none of...
May pinag-ihuhugutan yung mga tanong.
If any. And let's, you know what else pala about the Victoria's Secret lang thing?
Oh, what?
I wouldn't want the world to see what my girlfriend or my wife's body looks like.
Ah.
Parang it's more of like,
oh my gosh, I want you're such a guy. Myself. You're so, ano, you're so, what do you call this?
Territorial.
Territorial, yeah. No, territorial, from other males. You don't want them seeing what you see. Gusto mo, you know you're why? The only one who has access to that.
Because I know what guys do.
Booty.
I know what guys do once they see images of, you know, certain women.
Exactly.
And I don't want
feeling
any
mo
other
mababastos
guy.
Yung
yeah, even if it's just in their heads or
in, kasi kita mo
in
naman,
the privacy of their own homes.
No, tina mo naman. Adam Levine
yeah.
had the Victoria's Secret hand. Hmm. The Victoria's Secret girlfriend.
Yeah.
Diba? The one that...
Hello, Leonardo DiCaprio. At ilang sunod-sunod na yan.
She was parading in the same Victoria's Secret
that
fashion
Adam
show
Levine was playing
where
in.
She was where he was playing it. Diba nagano pa she blew yeah. him a kiss. So,
but still, it's like I don't want the world to find out what. Parang it's mine.
Well, it is. I mean, because
for some people, they'll be like,
and that's the
I want it nga eh, kasi parang. You know,
kasi yabang
akin
mo.
To eh. Akin lang to.
Kayo, haba ng hair ko. Tingin
lang kayo. Oh, but me,
saka talaga.
Haba ng hair ko.
Straight guy, no?
Para alanganin.
Haba ng hair ko. Girl ko yan.
Ano diba?
So. And there you go. The top 10 questions for a male pageant. One final batch. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions for a male pageant.
Nako. So since it is the NBA Finals today, I'm sure a lot of people are sweating like profusely.
Oh my gosh. Even just watching, diba?
Diba? Like, oh my god.
No, just thinking about
I'm not even like a huge basketball fan. I like basketball when I play it or yeah. like when I'm playing 2K or whatever. But not since like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But recently I watched Game 6 and grabe, as in I was sweating like anything. Just because it was such a great game. And I hope that, you know, today it's the same. And but at the same time, like I know a lot of people went to like, you know, Skinny Mike's
yeah.
to actually to watch the game.
Exactly.
And with a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're sweating like that, parang you don't wanna be like eh, syempre when you're gonna cheer,
syempre,
you're gonna
you raise your
hands,
arms,
tapos kita-kita ng mga tao parang
baskil na.
You don't want that.
No. So what you want is not baskil. Uh-huh. but Rexona.
Yeah.
Kasi Rexona provides 24-hour protection from sweat and odor. I mean, that's why it is the world's number one deodorant brand. And it's dermatologist tested, so definitely safe to use.
Exactly. And you know, the nice thing about it also is that, well, it does give you 24 hours protection.
Uh-huh.
Like what you said. And
wag mong dadaanin sa cologne or
yeah,
sa perfume.
Because that's a myth. Na parang you can just cover it up with a smell of perfume
you cannot.
Or whatever.
Instead of covering it up, magmangyayari dyan, magpapatong-patong lang sila.
And see, the thing is, the perfume doesn't eliminate the bacteria. Which is what, you know, antiperspirants do in general.
Yeah.
And then aside from that, you know, I think a lot of people will say, parang, I think I smell okay naman.
Yeah.
You can't,
that's
you
what
can't
you
smell
think.
Your
yeah.
own.
That is what, that's what you think. A lot of the time talaga, you cannot smell your own.
Yeah.
You just can't. Whether it's your own breath or your own body odor or your own whatever. That's why you just have to be confident enough to do whatever you want without having to worry about, yikes. I might be smelly already.
Yeah, so just go with the world's number one deodorant brand. Of course, we are talking about Rexona.
Yes, go check out.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and you have to watch although we're done in like 10 minutes,
yeah.
you have to watch Chester Bennington will be interviewed by Andre, Jinri, and Schneider.
Yep.
You have to watch for that. They will be talking to Chester via phone patch.
Right.
To talk about his upcoming concert.
That's today.
Later. Yeah. Later.
Chester of Linkin Park.
Around 10:30? 10:30-ish. So just make sure you tune in.
I wonder what his speaking voice sounds like. Because diba parang his voice, when he's singing is so like intense.
A lot of people say nga eh. I tend to sound like Chester when I sing.
Mukha mo. Sige nga.
Ano? What song do you want to sing? In the end.
Crawling para matas.
Crawling in my skin.
No. It's not even close.
Sorry. Mali yung pitch eh. Crawling in my skin.
Still not working.
No. More rock?
Yeah. Dapat mas husky.
Crawling in my skin.
Sabi ko mas husky, hindi matanda.
I need instruments.
Oh, sige.
Crawling in my skin.
Why do you sound like a little school girl?
These wounds, they will. La, la.
I know. Anyway, watch out for that.
Lalo na si Del.
Oh, right.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything.
She Disney-fies everything. And one time...
Can you sort of imagine? Because, diba, parang like most of the songs that, Linkin Park has, they're very...
Super
like,
rock, diba? Exactly, right? So, okay, we were on board one morning.
Yeah.
And she had her headset on.
Yeah.
And we were playing In the End.
Yeah.
And so I had my headsets off.
So
No. I wasn't really singing. I was doing something else. I forgot what.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Del starts singing full voice because she didn't know that she was singing so loudly.
Yeah,
because
she had her headphones on.
And in the end, it doesn't really matter. Parang Ariel lang yung peg. As in...
And she does this with every song. What was that pink song that she was singing? So what? I am a rock star. I have my rock moves.
I swear, hindi na tumawa ko talaga dun sa In the End. Kasi diba si Chester talagang todo...
Parang sigaw na ano.
Diba? All that feeling, that anger, all that rockness...
And then you have Del.
And then you have Ariel. Ariel Lamar. In the end. Tapos na-imagine ko kinakanta niya yun. Yung nandun siya, nakatungkod siya sa stone. And in the end, it doesn't really matter.
Labo. Alright.
Okay. Final batch?
Of the top 10,
The top 10. Alright, so the top 10 questions for a male pageant. Let's start off with... let's see here. Stealthy Rashi, how does a man prove he is a quote-unquote real man? However your definition of that
Of that is, yeah.
Diba like a lot of, diba laging sinasabi yan parang, hey, be a real man.
Yeah.
I mean, what for you is real man?
It entitles so many things kasi. In the same way that when you say...
Is it purely sexual?
Be a woman.
Hindi kasi diba, does it mean that you just have to prove that you're straight and you're a real man?
No, or, I think
or
it's
does
more
it
of
have
like
to do with
the
like...
The actions.
The actions? Or, yeah. Hindi, that's
na
what
parang
you...
whenever you do the... Whenever you pick the decision that's a tougher decision maybe, the road less traveled.
Uh-oh.
That's when they say na parang, oh, you're being a man.
Exactly. Like I said, that's where you will see the personality of the contestant.
Exactly.
Because if they just go, hey, I'm a real man because I have like 50 girlfriends.
That's not being a real
man. He's that kind of guy. Yeah. Diba? Lilo Boy says, sino ang gusto mong chumaning sa tatum mo?
I'm on a channel all over your tatum.
Oh,
if you
gosh.
Haven't seen it yet, you should check out the YouTube video. Yeah. Channing all over your tatum.
Diba? And
it's
also,
got Olivia Munn, Jamie Foxx, Channing Tatum, of course Jimmy Fallon,
mm-hmm.
And a bunch of other people. Obviously Ben Affleck. Oh wait, Matt Damon is there also. Mm-hmm.
And Mash Plutonium says unemployment is on the rise. Mm. What for you is the best kind of job? what job would you prefer with all this unemployment happening?
A job that you wouldn't sort of want to just, blow away.
Oh, naman. You want to make sure that you do really well and not get fired.
Yeah, exactly.
So, again, next. Okay. Una Loco Poco says, if the hottest girl ever that you could ever imagine, the hottest girl, said, okay, I'll make out with you if you make out with this hot guy.
Trying.
Hindi po, hindi pwedeng fake, ah. Yun talagang kailangan
solid
all out din.
Talaga. Oh, uh-oh. My God.
This is so, ano? American Pie. It's so American Pie. Oh, bilis.
Pero hot din
hot
yung guy.
Din. Do you know the fact that it even matters?
I'd rather make out with a hot guy than an ugly guy. At least, may...
Oh, quote least for the
either,
day!
At least either way, my taste pa rin, oh, di ba?
Quote of the day! It shouldn't matter. It's a guy. You're not supposed to tell the difference. Okay, and also
somebody was just saying, Chico, Linkin Park, not Jurassic Park.
Oh, you know what I bought yesterday? Let me digress. Diba, I bought the two box sets of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
The third box set that I bought was, I have the Jurassic Park na one.
Right.
I couldn't find two and three. But apparently, they're part of a set.
You can get it online.
And then I just bought it na lang. Okay. I love DVDs naman eh. And you know how much it was?
Yeah.
For the three movies, ah, 300 pesos.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think because everybody's going Blu-ray.
And
either Blu-ray or just the soft copy.
And nobody really, I think nobody wants to buy 2 and 3. Diba? It's all about 1.
It's all about Jurassic Park 1. Yeah, nobody really remembers what 2 and 3 were
exactly.
Like.
Exactly. Yeah. I just wanted to buy 3 because it has the Spinosaurus in there. So I wanted to see how they...
The what?
The Spinosaurus.
Okay.
Why?
Nothing.
Yeah, I just wanted to see. And...
How is it spelled? Spinosaurus.
S-P-I-N-O-Saurus.
So it's not Spinosaurus?
Oh, I don't know. Well, because it's got parang spines on its back.
Because it could be a Spinosaurus.
It's
P-I-N-O-S.
Ay, nako.
What?
Really?
Spinosaurus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pwede rin, I guess. Spinosaurus. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. So it's Spinosaurus or Spinosaurus.
Yeah, exactly.
I really don't know.
Depends what you like.
I'll stick with Spinosaurus. And Mr. Maria says... No. Cristiano Ronaldo says, Instagram video is out. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
Instagram has
today,
video now.
I think,
yeah, just today. Instagram video is out. Eh, ikaw, kailan?
Sasagot dapat ako eh.
Custer Winston says, kung sa babae, nagyayabang sila, kung meron silang ipagyayabang, di ba sasabihin mo, wow, ang haba ng hair.
Mm.
Eh, sa lalaki.
That's awkward.
What? No, I mean, like, what would you call it? Ang haba ng, ano pa ba pwedeng mahaba? Kasi parang sa babae,
bigote.
Wow, ang haba ng hair. Ah, yun, di ba?
Bigote.
Oy, haba ng bigote mo, ha? Pwede.
Bigote.
Pwede.
Ang haba ng...
Bigote nga. Kylie Gayahan mo says, kung ikaw ang papapiliin, parang mermaid,
yeah,
super hot upper half,
mm-hmm,
pero isda yung tail,
mm-hmm,
or super hot the rest of the body,
mm-hmm,
pero isda yung ulo.
Yeah. Why would I want to make out with a fish?
No, pero from neck down, it's a hot girl. Pero fish yung ulo.
No, nah, I'd rather go with a...
With a mermaid?
Oh, kasi at least...
Actually, right, yeah.
Yeah, let's just not talk about it any further.
Mr. Maria says, how would you penetrate the annals of history? Because that's a record of each year of history. Parang how do you stand out?
Mm.
How do you become included into
right.
the annals
of
history?
Of course,
Ikaw, how would you?
I don't know.
Okay, and the top. Questions for our mail
by
pageant
not getting fired
comes from
For
Any Boy.
All right, For Any Boy says,
mamili ka.
Mm.
Tatakbo ka sa oblation run,
mm-hmm,
o manonood?
Pero ako, manonood na lang.
Actually, ako rin.
Because I can't stand the thought of, like...
You know, I really hated it. Did you know that we were really invited by one of the organizations who have, like, prime dibs
on one
of the best spots, and they really own it, and they were inviting the three of us.
Maybe we can still go. Maybe this year.
Hey, it's always December, and it's
and
always,
always
like super
month.
Hosting whatever.
Let's make time. Let's
sana
make time for it.
So whoever that is, invite us again.
All right.
All right.
What about, let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
We'll see you again on Monday.
Yes, that's right. We have nothing for the weekend.
Yay!
And, well, Game 7 happening today. So, yay.
Okay. Yay.
Let's go, Spurs. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.